Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon are from the 10:30 service on Sunday, February 9th, 2020.
What's the Lord? The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the fifth chapter. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the gospel of our Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ever break a promise? Do you remember when someone broke their promise to you? Kind of hard to forget those things, isn't it? Well, suffice to say, all of us have failed to live up to our word at one time or another, probably more often than not. Because sinners just have a way of doing that to one another. We lie to ourselves, we lie to one another, and worst of all, we lie to God Almighty. This is just who we are. You know, perhaps you had given your word to someone with the very best of intentions. But as it is so often said, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Now, it's also been said that talk is cheap. And that's perhaps more true today than any time before. But then again, that's nothing new either, is it? Again, it's just who we are. We love to talk, sometimes talk too much. I have certainly been accused of that. We love to talk the talk, and we do it so very well, don't we? I mean, offering up lip service is quite easy. Anyone can do it, and no one needs to teach us how. You see, it comes naturally. And people will say whatever it takes to get ahead, to get what they want, or simply to be left alone. But to walk the walk, well, that's something completely different. Putting words into practice, practicing what you preach, that's a difficult and increasingly rare thing in this world today. In the gospel text for today, Jesus warns his disciples that unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, perhaps at first reading, you might think, how's that? I always thought we were saved by faith in God's grace alone. I always thought that the most God-pleasing of our works cannot save us from the wrath of God. And I always thought that was the problem with the scribes and Pharisees. You see, the scribes and Pharisees thought that their works and deeds made them good, made them righteous. And it begs the question, how do we understand this? Well, first of all, we have to look at the scribes and Pharisees. These were men who set the example for the people of their day. And as a matter of fact, they just did not talk the talk, they walked the walk. In fact, they set a very high bar for how people should walk the walk on a daily basis. But when it came to walking it, the Pharisees did it, and they led by example. Now, perhaps this may come as a surprise to some of you that I would say this. After all, aren't the Pharisees supposed to be the bad guy in the story? They are the guys who sought to put the Lord Jesus Christ to death. They didn't like Jesus. He was upending their status quo. But what we fail to remember is this. The scribes and the Pharisees were the pillars of their community. If you had children in those days, you wanted them to grow up to be like one of these guys. The scribes and Pharisees were revered among the people of their day. And if you were deemed to be even half as righteous as one of them, it was believed that you were well on your way to a special place in heaven. And so, my fellow sinners, as those redeemed by the grace of God, I think we've got a problem here, a problem that needs to be resolved. Now, I doubt that any of us could ever come close to these guys in terms of what they did on a daily basis. I know I cannot. How about you? So with that question asked, what do we do? Well, actually, it's not as hard as you think. It's very simple. We do what Holy Scripture tells us to do. We trust that we are saved through faith and God's grace alone. We trust that our works do not justify us, that our good works do not save us. As the Apostle Paul was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write, we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. That's a relief. Thanks be to God. So that still leaves the question, what does Jesus mean when he says that our righteousness must exceed that of those scribes and Pharisees if we want to enter the kingdom of heaven? Well, it's important that we understand that there are two types of righteousness. There is the righteousness that justifies and saves us, and there is the righteousness that we show forth in our own daily lives. The righteousness that justifies and saves is the righteousness of Christ. In him alone are we declared to be righteous and innocent and forgiven. In him are we declared children of the Heavenly Father. And it is faith and his life, death, and resurrection that redeems us and nothing else. My friends, we have nothing to offer in terms of our redemption. There is no good that we can do to earn God's forgiveness, not even for a single sin. So in faith, we hold fast to Christ and to his cross, because that is where forgiveness is found. And if you truly believe that it is Christ who justifies you, then it's going to show forth in your life. Your words and your deeds will reflect who you are in Christ, a baptized child of God. A baptized child of God who walks the Christian walk. And you will naturally bear the good fruit out of the joy that you are saved. And this is what God views as good and pleasing fruit. The works that are motivated by a thankful heart. A heart that looks for nothing in return. A heart that desires no recognition. A heart that expresses a humble and repentant faith. A heart that welcomes and clings to the perfect righteousness of Christ. Now, as for the scribes and Pharisees, they had no interest in Jesus' righteousness. As a matter of fact, they hated Jesus. They despised absolutely everything he stood for. Now that begs the question, what did those guys love? They loved the admiration of the people. They loved the people's praise and attention. They loved believing they were always right. They loved the status. They loved themselves. That's why they stood on the street corners praying aloud. They wanted everyone to see and hear exactly how good they really were. To that I say good for them, because to God that meant nothing at all. In fact, their works were absolutely worthless, despite all the effort they put in, and they put in a lot of effort, because their righteousness was not the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. It was a righteousness of his own making, of their own making. It was sinful, it was flawed, it was worthless. They were dead in their self-righteousness, in their unbelief, and in their great pride. And what the world thought of them at that time didn't matter at all. They were still dead and lost. Without the righteousness of Jesus Christ, they were outside of the kingdom of heaven, and they had no hope of getting in. Jesus himself tells us, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." No exceptions. Perfect righteousness is the only way, the only truth, and the only source of life. My friends, you have this righteousness in Christ. You have this righteousness because of Christ, the righteousness that leads to life eternal. Through faith, you have Christ's perfect righteousness, and that makes you a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. You're in. You're in because you trust in Christ alone. And our Heavenly Father declares you to be forgiven and righteous. You are his precious child and an heir. A seat awaits you at the feast table. And this is the truth, because God says so. Now, of course, with that said, in a nation such as ours, this can be especially hard for many people to understand and appreciate. You see, in this nation we call America, we enjoy great freedoms, perhaps the greatest of all. And, well, our culture today certainly expresses those freedoms in many, many ways. And many of those many ways reject the Lord Jesus Christ, his word, and his righteousness. And like the scribes and Pharisees before them, they're without hope. They have no peace. They have no place in the kingdom of heaven. They have chosen their own way, and they stand outside of God's peace and mercy and forgiveness. And like the Pharisees before them, they too hate them, even if they claim they love him, because they love their freedom. They love it so much. They do not realize that they are slaves to their own selfish passions and desires. They are slaves to popular opinion. They are slaves to their own egos and worries. They are slaves to their own false and deadly righteousness. Thanks be to God. You have been set free in Christ. And as baptized children of God, you are free to do whatever you please. But what pleases a child of God? What pleases a child of God is this: that which pleases the Heavenly Father. Because of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have been set free to serve God and His people with our righteous deeds. You see, a true Christian's works are not motivated by human praise or by financial reward or some personal agenda. No, our works are but expressions of thanksgiving for the love that God has shown us through the righteousness of His Son. And those works which are done in faith outshine anything that is done by man to earn man's favor or God's favor. You know, the question is asked quite often: what do you need to do in order to be deemed a good Christian? What do you need to do more of in order to please God? What do you need to abstain from during the season of Lent? My friends, what you need to do is believe. You need to confess of your sins. You need to live in repentance. You need to gather around Him and receive His gifts. You need to look to the cross where Christ sets you free and broke your chains. You need to know that your righteousness is His righteousness. You need to know that He took your sin upon Himself and paid for it, and He did it with His own shed blood. Above all else, you need to treasure the love that God has shown you in Christ, and you need to treasure it above everything else in this life. With that thought in mind, my prayer for you is this: that your faith is not just lip service, that it's not a public show on a Sunday morning. I pray that this good news takes firm root in your heart and that it shapes you in your daily walk. I pray that you walk the walk of one who has been declared free and alive in Christ, and let everyone out there see the joy of your salvation. May you walk the walk of Christ. May you talk the talk of Christ. And may Christ be seen by all in all that you say and do. And to Him, may you give all the glory and praise and honor. To Him it is due, and Him alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.